The gospel can cure modern economic injustice. This record teaches an important lesson. In this generation, wealth is often obtained by fraud. Multitudes are struggling with poverty, compelled to labor for small wages, unable to secure even the necessities of life. Careworn and oppressed, they know not where to turn for relief. And all this that the rich may support their extravagance or indulge their desire to hoard. Love of money and display has made this world a den of thieves. Come now, you rich, James wrote. You have laid up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in pleasure, you have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter, RSV. Even some who profess to fear God are acting over again the course pursued by the nobles of Israel. Because it is in their power to do so, they become oppressors. And because avarice is seen in the lives of those who have named the name of Christ, the religion of Christ is held in contempt. Extravagance and extortion are corrupting the faith of many and destroying their spirituality. The church gives countenance to evil if she fails to lift her voice against it. Every unjust act is a violation of the golden rule, done to Christ himself in the person of his saints. Every attempt to take advantage of the ignorance or misfortune of another is registered as fraud in the ledger of heaven. Just to the extent that a man would gain advantage for himself at the disadvantage of another, will his soul become insensible to the influence of the Spirit of God. The Son of God paid the price of our redemption. He became poor that through his poverty we might be rich. By deeds of liberality to the poor we may prove the sincerity of our gratitude. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets.